Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has rushed to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch the stinging losses Ukraine has a tacit acknowledgement that its army is not able to fight. That is according to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky also told CBS he is bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. He says that the winter will be very difficult, although the European Union is now largely off limits to most Russians, with direct flights stopped. An exodus of Russian fleeing military service is dividing European opinion over whether they should be granted safe haven. Officials in the Baltics say that the Russians have had plenty of time to protest the war, but they did not. The partial mobilization is now triggering more protest in Russia. North Korea did, in fact, fire a short-range ballistic missile Sunday toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the North's growing nuclear threat. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff has said that the missile launched from the western inland town of Taesung and flew about 600 kilometers cross-country on a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. This is VOA News. Typhoon Nuru has now blown out of the northern Philippines and left at least five rescuers dead, and caused floods and power outages and forced officials to suspend classes and government work in the capital and outlying provinces. The most powerful typhoon to hit the country this year slammed into a province before nightfall on Sunday. Then it weakened as it barreled overnight across the main Luzon region. Thousands of people were moved to emergency shelters, some forcibly ahead of the storm. The governor of the Bulacan province said five rescuers were struck by a collapsed wall while using a boat and apparently drowned in the floodwaters. Hundreds of thousands of people in Atlantic Canada remain without power, and officials say that they're trying to assess the scope of the devastation from the former Hurricane Fiona. It swept away houses, stripped off rooftops, and blocked roads across the country's Atlantic provinces. Officials said that they found the body of a woman who was swept into the sea after surging north from the Caribbean. Fiona came ashore after dawn on Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone, still at hurricane strength. The Defense Minister, Anita Anand, says that troops will help remove fallen trees, restore transportation links, and do whatever else is required for as long as it takes. Fiona has caused at least five deaths in the Caribbean. The Mexican Army's role in the disappearance of 43 college students and its alleged links to organized crime are now at the center of a case that has shaken the nation. The government's Truth Commission has declared the 2014 episode a state crime. Three members of the military and a former federal attorney general have been arrested in that case. Few now believe the government's initial claim, putting all blame on a drug gang and allied local officials for killing the students and burning their bodies. A recent report indicates collaboration between a drug cartel and an officer, and that some of the students' bodies were taken to a local army base. Recapping our top story, again, Ukrainian's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses is a tacit acknowledgement that its army is not in the fight. More at VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.